He's on fire at the minute, Levi.
Well, he kicked through the last one. He needs to give this a good thump rather than steer it, and that's what he does.
Oh, Levi!
We know occasionally is a good kick, and this is one of those occasions. And a lot of left and right about it. Robinson fly.
Oh, Casbolt has taken one of the marks of the year.
Let's talk a bit of Blues at the moment, because Carlton, while statistically player, it doesn't read that well at the moment. There are some nice signs for them just starting to come together.
Yeah, I thought they'd been better over probably about the last 6 weeks.
And one of the persons responsible for that is their key power forward, who really knows how to clunk them. And I speak of Levi Casbolt, who joins us tonight on Sports Day. Levi, thank you very much for your time.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me.
Last weekend, 4 goals, two games ago, another 4 goals. Your form at the moment is starting to excite people and take a lot of notice. Inner belief is a great thing. Did you sense something like this was about to come?
Yeah, I'd had some... I'd been looking for a bit of consistency all year, and I'd felt that I'd been playing some good footy without sort of dominating or getting a lot of scoreboard pressure. So in the last month or so, I've been able to kick a few goals and take a few big grabs, which is nice.
How does that go with your confidence as well? Because, I mean, even your kicking, which has been something that you've had to work on for a period of time, even that seems to have improved as your confidence has risen.
Yeah, it's definitely a confidence thing. It was nice to get the first one out of the goal square on the weekend, which helps you get off to a good start. But, yeah, when you're getting a bit of the ball, the more shots you get in game day, the better you're going to get at it. So to be able to get a few shots, and that's the best kind of practice. So it's starting to come together, which is good.
Like to just stay with your own game before we get onto the team stuff. I go back, say, 12 months ago, maybe even nearly 18 months ago, can recall watching you quite a few times at VFL level, and you're playing football at VFL level the same now as what you're playing at AFL level. How difficult was it to get that jump and get the continuity in your football and get the confidence to take that VFL game up to the AFL?
It's been a long process. So obviously I'm a pretty big guy, so it's more just that belief that I can use my size to match it with the guys at AFL level, but then also a bit of my athleticism as well to get up and take some pack marks, which was the same coming from TAC Cup to VFL. It took me a while to get from that level, and then, another step up to AFL. So it's been a bit of a process of more the mental side, working with some of the coaches and that I can actually do it, then... the doing it sort of comes together.
Sure.
When you're having a bit of kick-to-kick in the schoolyard at lunchtime, was there any one or two kids at school you thought to yourself, I'll have a bit of fun and just jump on their shoulders for a bit of practice?
No, not really. I was always pretty big, so I was always pretty good at kick-to-kick. But
yeah.
Yeah, I didn't tend to target anyone.
No, I'm not saying you target anyone, but you just chuckled then and you went back to your childhood thinking yourself, there might have been one or two that I liked to have taken a mark over. Just as that goes, we look at you now and you're almost the perfect big specimen for a big forward, 200 centimetres, 100K, it's just a really big imposing presence. Did you actually shoot up in your teens, or were you always a big kid basically from the get-go when you commenced adolescence?
I've always been pretty big. When I was born, I was 5 weeks preemie and 9 pounds. So, right from the get-go, I've been pretty big.
Mother would have been pleased that it was 5 weeks earlier than now.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Levi, just the team, if we took out the game against, and we didn't look at sort of the wins, losses, but we just looked at performance, and we took out one game, which would be the GWS game, probably over a 6 week period, you've played against some really good sides, taken it up to them. The form, even though you haven't got points on the board, has been pretty good.
Yeah, definitely. Since the Brisbane game where we got a bit of a touch up there, we sort of switched our mindset really to defence, and since then we think we've had some really good results without getting the 4 points. So on the weekend to be able to keep the team to a low score as well as kicking a few goals ourselves, we were really happy to get that result.
It was clearly a really strong victory and one that would have been very, very pleasing. You had some great players and you had some players in form. One guy I want to ask you about is Andreas Everett. He seems like he's been a magnificent pickup to come to your footy club, done some great jobs, but he's a real athlete in his own right.
Yeah, it's been great having Andreas come across. He's very versatile for us. He goes down back, plays down forward. He's played on the wing. Got a good endurance base as well, so he's been able to run with some of the opposition's key players and shut down them. But because of his ball-winning ability, he's been able to run off them and create a bit of havoc up forward, which has been really good for us.
Player that fascinates us, even though he's closer to 30, is Jared Waite. And player, the best of Jared Waite really is something to behold. He's a complete match winner, but he would appear to be in limbo at the moment. Where do you see his role at Carlton, say, for the remainder of the year?
Oh, I definitely still think he can play a role in the side. As you said, he's a proven match winner, and his best is scintillating. So he's been really good around the club. He's still very positive. He's working hard at a few of the things that the coaches want him just to clean up in his game, just so that we can have his best out there, and his a bit of his defensive side can be really useful for us up forward as well.
Lockie Henderson, when interviewed during the week, said two things. One, he believes you've got the best hands in the game. Wayne Carey shares that view as well. So that's high praise from teammate and a legend. And the second thing that Lockie Henderson revealed is he's had the stare from Mick. Rather than the bailout, the big words, he's had the stare. So first things first, what's it like when someone like Carey says, reckons you have the best hands in the game? And two, have you had the Michael Malthouse stare?
I think everybody's had the Michael Malthouse stare.
Is it a good stare?
No. No, it's not. Not the best when you walk into the rooms and he almost doesn't have words to say to you. He just
He's looking at you?
Yeah, you just know. You're just trying to avoid eye contact, really.
Yeah, and then, again, it's only just talking about hands in the game at the moment. When Wayne Carey says something like that, and you've got the backup of Lockie Henderson, who's just a terrific footballer, again, it's all about the confidence and game continuity, as Plough points out. But do you feel good at it? Have you sort of, have you got a see ball, get ball, a bit like Jeremy Howe of Melbourne? Once you decide to go, there's no pulling out?
Yeah. Pretty much. I can't quite jump as high as Howe, but I'm a bit taller, so I guess I don't have to. But
that's true.
I just see ball, get ball. That's just the way I've played footy my whole life. So.
Good boy.
Levi, if you just had to sit down and sort of in a couple of sentences, what would be the objectives of the footy club in the run home?
We would like to keep continuing with our form, obviously aside from the GWS game, but really keep taking steps forward in the defensive side of our game. We obviously it's a tough run to try and make finals, but we want to keep winning games and give ourselves the best chance to make finals or leading into next year, whichever eventuates.
Thank you very much for your time, Levi. You are exciting a lot of people. May you have many, many years to come because there's something really good happening with you at the moment. Thanks for having a chat with us tonight on Sports Day.
No worries, guys. Thanks
good on you. Me. Levi Casbolt from the Carlton Football Club. Speaking of which, it's not too late to become a Blues member for 2014. There are three game memberships, including general admission seating for three home games. More information, Carlton 2014 memberships, call 1300 Carlton, that's easy, Plough, or visit the Carlton Football Club website or go to afl.com.au and that is the number, or that is the website to go to, and support your beloved Blues. Call 1300 Carlton for a three-game membership. You're listening to Sports Day. For Ford, the amazingly low finance offer is back. Limited time only. Hurry into your participating Ford dealer. Ford, go further.